So I do have this screen up here. Just want to talk a little bit about tourism and what its purpose is. I really think a lot of times tourism is a twofold endeavor. First and foremost, it is about bringing individuals into this community. We love for them to spend the night because that helps generate dollars that can be spent for tourism efforts. When they spend the night in a hotel, in an Airbnb, any of those types of things, there's a 3% tax that is collected on that stay. But more than that, tourism is also about the quality of life for individuals that live in this community. So there are funds that are expended locally on activities that bring in both tourists and locals. So we want to think about what does that combination look like. And so I want to share with you a few of the things that we've done. First and foremost, on your desk there's, you know, I always come bearing gifts. There's a few little items in there. Those are some of our traditional print items, things that we hand out. We have the visitor center where people can walk in the door. You would be surprised some days at how many individuals actually come in. We are often giving directions. We give recommendations. We find people rooms. All of those kinds of things. And the countries that are represented, last month we had people from Argentina and also from China who were here visiting this community. So it's really nice to see that. Some of the print brochures are things that we do in-house because we can change them frequently, and we print them ourselves. Others are more formal. They are distributed throughout the state of Kentucky, up into Indiana, Illinois, and Tennessee, throughout various visitor centers and things of that nature. Recently, we put together a coloring book for children. I often think that it could be used by adults as well. And every one of the pages has a QR code that comes back to our website, because we want to encourage people to come and look and see what are the things you can do in this community. We are not promoting individual businesses. Those are activities that are supported and available for people to utilize. For example, those coloring books are going to be given out as hospitality gifts for all of the people that are participating in the Trigg County Ham Festival Barrel Race. You know, you get things in the hands of children, their parents do look at them, they see them, and it might encourage them to come back and spend the night here. Those are things that we do on a regular basis. If there are large groups that are coming in, if there's a convention at potentially like Barclay State Park, we want to encourage those folks and give them items that will remind them to come back again. More than just the print items, there are things that we do. Events such as the Trigg County Ham Festival, obviously that's the biggest one, and it's coming up soon. So we can't wait to have all the visitors and locals that are participating in that. The fireworks show at Lake Barclay State Park on July 5th, that was sponsored by Trigg County Tourism. Now, that fireworks show not only benefits the locals who want to go out and enjoy, but it encourages people to boat down the lake and come hang out, maybe have dinner somewhere. It also brings people in from the surrounding community, because you can go visit fireworks on multiple nights during the 4th of July weekend, and why not come to Katie's on one of those? So that's something that we do. 400-mile yard sale. Lots of locals put out items for sale through the 400-mile yard sale, but it also brings those tourists who are driving along the route. Some of them do choose to spend the night in Katie's. Others will have dinner. Trigg County this year had one of the largest participation sites along the trail, so it was a really positive thing. Of course, there's always the Katie's Cruise Inn. We put out social media posts about events that are happening on the weekends. We try to make sure that people are aware of what's happening. So thinking about our social media, a couple of things that I would like to point out. We've had a series of posts recently. Our magistrates and folks, how many of you all have seen the ABCs of Trigg County? Seen some of the videos? Whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, you might have seen them. We also had a ham festival series that was going on. We did not use paid ads on any of those sites. Those were ads, all organic media. And we had an intern this summer who created the ABC series. That has been very well received. As you'll see on the slide, our views have gone up over 800% since June 1st. Visits to our Facebook page alone went up 164%. Once they get there, they start looking at events. We don't know how many events they actually come to, but my point is they're going to see it, and that's important, and especially important for the fact that it's organic and it does not cost anything on those platforms. Now, am I going to tell you it does cost something to produce those videos? Absolutely. You've got to have the resources. You've got to have the correct kind of photos. You've got to have video. And that's the benefit of having our intern this summer. She was able to do a lot of that. Thinking in terms of Instagram. Instagram was not, it was, tourism had a site, but hadn't spent a lot of effort in it. So we've been trying to build that up. You'll notice on Instagram it's gone up over 747%. In that three-month period, which is pretty amazing. Content interactions, meaning things they clicked on that relate to our GoKaties website, 719. So that's a tremendous increase, and we're excited about it. TikTok is the one. I will tell you, our summer intern was Ariel Evans, and she came in and she's like, okay, Ms. Sumner, can we please? You all need a TikTok account. I said, but Ariel, I don't use TikTok. She said, well, you're going to learn. I said, okay. So she said, I promise I'm going to do it. I'll show you how. And, you know, because you have to learn the algorithm. You have to learn how it works. And she's done an excellent job. I will tell you on that screen, the reason we had that particular photo up is because we were trying to get to the 500 followers mark before she left us for her next part of her life. And so she put a post out saying, please follow us, and we got to over 500 before she finished out. The one at the top, the U, y'all, that video has been viewed over 100,000 times on the various platforms that we've posted it on. It is amazing. And people are interacting with it. They're talking about family events that happened, or they had been here, or they liked this part. It's really exciting to see. But there again, it's a combination of something that brings tourists here, but it also recognizes our local history and what are we made of in this community. So that series finished out. She finished out over the weekend with Z for Zen. She was like, you know, some of these letters are kind of hard to come up with. You know, Q, X, Y, Z. But you know what? She did a great job, and it was great to see. So we are going to have another series. That's one of the things that we have learned, is that people like to see what's coming next. When I was out and about in the community, people would say, okay, so what's letter H going to be? I said, well, that one's pretty easy, you know, Ham Festival. I, what's it going to be? And, you know, it grew from there. So it was very, very exciting for us. Moving to our media. We have done advertising. That's a huge piece of what we do, is trying to bring people here. And so we have begun to move away from a lot of the traditional newspaper ads. We rarely run those. Few specialty magazines, Fort Campbell Life, the Mac Military Affairs Committee, Posh Magazine with the Paducah area, but a lot of your things like Good Housekeeping or Better Homes and Gardens, we've kind of moved away from that, moving into more targeted kinds of ads. And so digital media is where we are moving. You want to engage the people that are coming here. In order to do that effectively, you have to know who's coming. So before we set out on, we have a three-month campaign going right now, each of those photos is a digital ad. It will pop up on somebody's phone, iPad, tablet, laptop, whatever. And if they click on it, it will take them directly to our GoKaties.com website. The unique thing is there's this little pixel. It's a little digital device that tracks their traffic, and it will let us know if they have come back to visit this site based on which particular ad. And then we can begin to see when do ads work well, which ads are doing well. Is it the picture of the father and daughter fishing, or is it the lake scene? Is it the kayaks? You can really begin to see who's going to touch on those particular pieces. We did our research to see who was coming here. They utilized current sites in Tree County, such as Lake Barkley, Land Between the Lakes, Prizer Point, all of our resort areas and a number of restaurants, and they did monitoring of cell phone data. So that then you begin to see where are people using their cell phone, where are those cell phones based out of? It was really interesting to find out who all comes to this area. You would be surprised. So we had people from Wisconsin, Chicago. We have a huge piece of folks that come from the Chicago area, down into Tennessee. And so anything that is within about a four-hour drive, we're trying to target some things with Gray Digital Media. So that's what we're trying to find out. So we've had our first month. It started on August the 1st. And for results, we've had 353,000 impressions, meaning one of those ads was seen over 353,000 times. Household reach, 126,000 different households. And you want to reach a frequency, ideally of 3, because this is just the first month. We're at 2.78. Typically, it says if you see it 3 times, you're more likely to click on it. Every time you think that your phone is listening to you, I don't know if it's listening or if it's just following your digital trail, that's what's happening. That's why things are popping up. If you click on something that says kayaking, we probably are going to put an ad in your feed, in your stuff that's about Katy's Tree County. Because that's how you get the people that want to come here. I don't want to advertise to people who want to go visit New York City. I don't want the ones that are going to the big city. I want the ones that want that great outdoors. So that's how you target. We also look at families and those that enjoy camping. Part of the reason we're really doing some things around the outdoors and camping is because we do know that Lake Barkley State Park is shut down as far as the rooms for lodging purposes. So therefore, we are doing the camping ads because I think that'll benefit and get people to spend the night here. So some of the things that you look at are also your conversions. How many times do they actually click on it? In the first month alone, over 2,200 clicks to our website directly. The ones that you really start to count as really positive is whenever it's called attribution, meaning they saw your ad and they may have come back a week later. That's what you can track. When you start to build, right now that first month is only at 34, but I had a conversation with the folks today and we've already tripled that number through September 15th, and that's gonna make a difference because they're already thinking about Go Katy's. It didn't require just the ad. They went back to it by choice. So I believe that it will build some of our folks that are gonna come here. There's lots of different ways that it's delivered. It can be delivered, as I said, cell phone, laptop, desktop, whatever. And then, so some of the targeted displays. This particular one, I know you can't necessarily see it, but those of you real sports fans, do y'all notice the little red box up there? That says ESPN. On the right-hand side, that photo is the fishing photo, the father and daughter. That popped up on somebody's computer when they were looking at ESPN. That's what we want. It's targeting those particular people, and that's how it works. And they can track every single time they click on it. It is pretty amazing. Here's another one that was on a Business Insider where they were reading an article that popped up, so you can see how that works. But all of those are just different ways. I asked them for some demonstrations of it because I wanted to see what it looked like. We also have some that are called gaming ads. Yeah, gaming, it could be words with friends, but it's also other types of gaming activities. It's not your kids that are just playing video games. That's not what we're looking at, okay? So I just want to show you a couple of those examples, and then I will give you a little update on our budget, kind of how that's working. So as far as our budget, our total budget is $740,000, which is reflecting a 25% decrease in our transient room tax. With the fact that the lodge has shut down the rooms, that means we had a reduction in our transient room tax. We haven't seen it yet because obviously it just happened this month, but it will impact us over the year. So one of the things as a tourism board that they voted to do was simply reduce certain expenditures, figure out what we needed to prioritize. And also, we did not give raises to the two employees or myself for this current year. It would not be appropriate for us to do that when we've taken a reduction in our tax dollars. You can see that transient room tax is approximately 16% of the overall budget. The other is from the restaurant tax that's within the city limits of Katy's, 72% of the budget. Matching funds are $52,000. Sorry, y'all, forgot to push the button. Yeah, there it is. It is 7% of our budget. Matching funds are available to us from the Department of Tourism. If we participate in cooperative ads with others across the state, they will reimburse us anything from 50% or 90%, depending on where we place those ads. So we're doing things this year. We're getting ads at a huge, huge discount. 90% off, basically, is what it comes down to. We're doing billboards out of state in big cities that are looking at those folks that are coming this direction. We have an ad in the Kentucky Official Visitor's Guide, which they give out thousands of those. We're going to be an Apple guide. If you're on your phone and you want to type in and search out for things to do, Katy's Tree County is going to pop up. So we're trying to explore different avenues. So that just tells you a little bit about our revenue side of it. And then also just some on the expenses side. Because we try to think about, how do we spend our money? Operations, which means paying the light bill, the water bill, all of those kinds of things, is only 9% of our budget. Our personnel is only 21%. We have some funds for capital outlay in case we need to do some kind of major repair to a building. We just need to be available if that's necessary. Advertising is 33% of our budget. And advertising can include a lot of things. It can include radio, TV, print, all the things that I've talked about already this evening. Sometimes advertising may be dollars we spend on advertising the Tri County Ham Festival to bring people here. But we also have the event itself where we pay a sponsorship, and that's under the events, which is 7%. Promotional items, 4%. The thing I want to point out to you all that is that 18% of our overall budget goes directly from us to Katy's Tree County Parks and Rec. That is their funding revenue. It's part of the restaurant tax, so 25% of the restaurant tax goes directly to Parks and Recreation. They use that money for quality of life for the citizens of Tree County. So that's $132,500 roughly a year that goes directly back to them. So I just kind of wanted to give you a little overview of it. In the event that there are questions, there are things that you have interest in, we know that this budget is we want to utilize the funds as best possible and bring people here. And so we're trying to partner together with Parks and Rec, with the city, with fiscal court, because the recreation complex is one place I see a potential gold mine for us to build upon. For example, one of the items that we advertised this year was, and we sponsored, going back to that page for a minute, we sponsored an event out there on the 4th of July. It was the tractor pull. The number of people who come for tractor pulls is amazing. We also sponsored one in LBL over Labor Day weekend, and it had probably 1,500, 1,700 folks that were participating in the tractor pull. You add in the horse aspect of it, and your numbers are probably going to double. And so there's absolutely things we can do. I've had conversations with our local school system, really appreciative of Dr. Booth, because we have two disc golf courses right here in this community that a lot of people don't realize and don't take advantage of. I want to see us host tournaments because tournaments will bring people here to play in the tournament, but it's also a lifelong sport that our kids can learn to play and they can take advantage of at very minimal cost. So Dr. Booth has actually worked with the physical education teachers, and they're looking at doing some special activities with the kids to teach them disc golf and partner with potentially a local Rotary Club to help find the materials that are needed. So we're just trying to look at how we pull things together and best serve the needs of everyone in the community. So that's a little bit of the overview, and I would happily answer questions if you have any.
Okay, thank you, Beth, for that presentation. While you're still standing there, we might have a few questions. Does anyone have a question they'd like to? Good job summarizing a lot of topics there, but there may be a question. While they're thinking of those, I guess in general terms, as far as, I know you're new, relatively new to the position, what is your, do you see a trend as far as, I know we've gone through COVID, we've gone through the inflationary process, we've gone through highs and lows. How do you see tourism coming into rural areas? Is that still on an increase, or is it leveled off some?
Well, national trends says that tourism is down about 16%, and I do think that is a reflection of families' budgets and the constraints and inflation that has had an impact. But one of the things that's still happening is people are still wanting to get outdoors. You can go outdoors. If you can get here and spend the night, you can go to the lake for free. You can go to Linton Beach and get in the water, and it doesn't cost anything, versus other types of activities. And, of course, Land Between the Lakes is a true gold mine for this community. We don't realize what people love about coming here and how important it is. I've been very lucky to work with the Friends of LBL and the administration over there at the Forest Service, looking at their future plans and how we can partner together to do things. I think it's really amazing. But I do think that camping and outdoor activities is still on target for folks to do.
How's the collection of the transient room tax coming with the Airbnbs and VRBOs? Is it getting better, or still a bunch of...
We're getting there, and you know, it's a matter of making contact with the individual owners of Airbnbs. Even though we have a system that helps us identify them, you still then have to reach out to them. And I really feel like it's important to build a relationship with them so that they understand that there are positives that come from paying your taxes. It is part of what you're expected to do as a business owner, and so we're working through it, but it's getting better. And I hope that when in 6 months, if I come back and share with you all again, it's going to be even more. But, you know, there are some things that we still can reach out and do as far as that goes. But right now, we're working through it.
All right. Anyone else have questions for our director?
I guess the numbers for Airbnbs are still going up, too, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. I would say they are going up almost on a daily basis. I've had conversation with a number of our realtors lately, and trying to build that relationship so that I'm reminding them that when you're talking to potential buyers that are saying they want to have an Airbnb, let me know. Like, and let's reach out to them so that we can build that partnership. You know, things that I do, they could share with their folks that are coming to stay. And there's always new ones. I'll just personally say, I'm going to be an Airbnb owner, you know, before long. So there you go. We'll be paying our transient room tax and figure out how the process works on that side of it as an owner. But people want to come here for a lot of different reasons. So.
Well, if there's no other questions, thank you for coming tonight. Appreciate the update, report, and we look forward to having you back in soon to get some additional numbers. Good luck with the Ham Festival. We hope everything goes well with that. That's a big draw for our community, and we look forward to seeing the good numbers again this year.
Absolutely. Hope to see every one of you. We have great concerts, free concerts for all of our community on Friday and Saturday night. Brian White, 90s Country. So that's the biggie.
All right. Thank you.